WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Child care centers in Wisconsin and the families who depend on them are getting a lifeline. Governor Evers says he's directing $170 million in emergency funding to subsidize the Child Care Counts program for the rest of the current two-year budget cycle. He put out a video statement yesterday afternoon.
But I also want to be clear, while I'm hopeful this investment will stave off an urgent collapse of our state's child care industry, this is a stopgap measure and will still not make our child care providers whole.
The Democratic governor and Republicans who control the legislature are far apart on solutions to Wisconsin's child care crisis. The latest Republican plan would cut income taxes by $2 billion and expand tax credit for families' child care costs. Wisconsin Republican leaders are admitting they don't have the power to fire Wisconsin's top elections official. Nate Wegehout has more.
Last month, the state Senate voted not to reappoint Megan Wolf to another term as election administrator. State Attorney General Josh Call immediately filed a lawsuit calling for her to stay in the position. In a court filing Monday, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, and Senate President Chris Kapinga said that the vote was symbolic. They added that Wolf is legally still in the position and that lawmakers have no power to replace her. Republican leaders have consistently called for her removal, with Voss saying as recently as Sunday that a committee should begin the process of replacing her. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
A bill to keep up American Family Field and keep the Brewers in Milwaukee looks like it's on the fast track to passing. The full assembly plans to vote on the latest version of the bill today. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss calls it a good deal for taxpayers.
Two-thirds of the revenue comes just from the income taxes paid by the players are funding the upkeep of the stadium, so no taxpayer dollars are going in that wouldn't be here if the team left. So I think it's a really good deal that'll have strong bipartisan support.
That was Voss on Upfront on WISN-TV in Milwaukee Sunday. The bill takes $411 million in income taxes from baseball players. The Brewers contribute $100 million, and Milwaukee and Milwaukee County will each chip in $2.5 million a year for 27 years. More people are losing their jobs at the University of Wisconsin in Oshkosh. 140 people are being let go, and another 76 are accepting voluntary retirement offers. That comes to one of every six UWO employees. The university is trying to close a nearly $18 million budget deficit. UW Oshkosh says the cuts will save about $15 million. No faculty members are being laid off, but 12 of the school's top administrators are. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Waukesha has successfully transitioned all of its water customers to Lake Michigan water, with only a few minor adjustments remaining. The city had anticipated potential redness and chlorine odor in the water, but minimized those issues through gradual transition. Customers will see a $15 increase in their water bill this month and a similar increase next year. Over 200 employees at UW Oshkosh have been affected by a recent round of layoffs and voluntary retirements as the university grapples with a significant budget deficit of nearly $18 million. 140 employees were laid off, while another 76 opted for voluntary retirement. 12 of the affected positions were in the university's top administrative roles. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
A Packers defensive coach gets hot under the collar. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers defensive coordinator Joe Barry has been receiving criticism again by the media. Barry was asked why would he have a linebacker like Preston Smith cover a top NFL receiver like Devontae Adams in their loss to the Raiders last week in Vegas.
Why didn't you ask about the other three catches and the 23 yards that Tay had? You just brought up that one catch.
Well, no, I was curious, not so much why Preston was under Virgin.
I wish it was that easy. You almost have to just, if you're Preston, you almost have to just survive the down.
The Packers head to Denver to face the Broncos Sunday. Denver struggling in the passing game, even though they have Russell Wilson at quarterback, head coach Sean Payton.
Well, look, it's hard to point to one specifically. You know, you want to have confidence in the pocket. You know, we need to find ways to get guys open. Typically speaking, that has to happen efficiently on on early downs. It can't be just on third downs.
Micah Parsons with a sack, an interception by Stephon Gilmore. And the Cowboys hang on to beat the Chargers last night, 20-17 on Monday Night Football. Mike McCarthy.
It's a good win, good road win. You know, we've had four on the road out of six games. You know, we split. We're 4-2. We're at the bye a little bit. It's been a roller coaster ride as far as how we've performed and our productivity.
College football, Wisconsin's Luke Fickell was asked, did Tanner Mordecai break his right hand against Iowa?
He did end up breaking his hand. I don't know exactly. I think he maybe came down top of the helmet of that. Had no idea that it happened.
Right.
Obviously thought he just kind of hit his hand, and as they went to the next play, he grabbed it to try to throw it out and realized he couldn't grip the ball.
Backup Braden Locke will take over at quarterback this Saturday. NBA, the Bucks are in Oklahoma City tonight to play the Thunder. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. Damian Lillian on playing his first game with the Bucks in that win over the Lakers.
It's always going to be a little bit of rust the first time you get back out there in the preseason. No matter how much you practice, it's just different in the game.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big
party, man.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay, Earl. There was frost on the ground this morning when I woke up.
Yeah, it was in the 30s, man.
It was a cold. It is a chilly morning.
Yeah, it's supposed to get to 60, though, man. And you know you're in trouble when you're looking forward to it getting to be 60 degrees, right?
It is that time of year.
Yeah, it's only going to be 60 for a couple days. And when you get into, mid-October, it's time to, what was it, the squirrels to gather nuts for the winter?
Yeah.
I've noticed them moving around and burying things on the lawn, which is kind of amazing that they can bury those things and know that snow will cover them and that they can still kind of figure out where that is. Another one of those amazing things, that life brings us. But here's got a lot to talk about today. And I want to begin, I constantly talk about the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. And I constantly talk about the fact that we as Americans are being poisoned in the water, the food, the air. And I just, for the life of me, don't understand why as Americans we accept that. We know we're being poisoned, or maybe it's because people don't know they're being poisoned. That's the only way that I can see that people will continue to accept the kinds of things that are happening to us. Other nations, especially European nations and Canada and other places, don't allow the kinds of things that happen to those of us in America to take place. They're more concerned about their citizens than we are. And so you've heard, some of you, about red dye number 3. I remember going back in the 90s, early 90s, they started talking about the dangers, inherent dangers of red dye number 3. And I also remember red dye number 3 being banned in this country. And so I thought, once you ban something, the Food and Drug Administration, that means that they can no longer, peddle that stuff. And they banned it based on the dangers of ingesting red dye number 3 and the fact of what it did to children. And, you know, when you've been around a little while, you remember some of those things and some of those fights. Well, here it is that, 30 some odd years later, even though red dye number 3 was banned in this country, they never stopped using it, knowing the dangers of it. And the fact that the Food and Drug Administration said that this was a danger to children and adults and was cancer-causing, somebody explain to me how 30-some-odd years later, red dye number 3 is still going into candies and foods and beverages in this country. Now, Europe has banned it. They banned it 30 years ago, and they stopped putting it into the products. But in our nation, it's still going into the foods. It's still poisoning the children. It's still poisoning the people. So they found that the dye, which is present in hundreds of candies, as well as snack foods like Hostess Ding Dongs, Peeps, and even Pediasure. Pediasure is for children who can't gain weight. And so you can buy this Pediasure, which helps give children nutrition, thin kids, you know. And so Pediasure, Grow and Gain Kids, Ready to Drink Strawberry Shake, has been banned. But this red dye number 3 has been banned from cosmetic use since 1990 in the United States of America. But yet it is still going into food and into these products that children are eating. What red dye number 3 does is it adds a color to foods and others to make it look appealing, more red and those kinds of things. You know, if you eat jelly beans, you see a red jelly bean and it looks, you know, really red and, well, probably has red dye number 3 in it. But the Center for Science and the Public Interest called the Food and Drug Administration to challenge them on why this is still going on. Red dye number 3 is a synthetic dye made from petroleum, of all things, petroleum. It gives snacks, candies, and beverages a bright fire engine red color. It was first approved for use in food in 1907, 1 year after the Food and Drug Administration was founded. Now, what are the safety concerns that come with consuming red dye number 3? The health and safety concerns surrounding the consumption of red dye number 3 vary in scope and severity. There have been reports of some individuals experiencing sensitivity and allergic reactions, hives, amongst other things, swelling in the throat, difficulty breathing, and cancer, some of the things that are linked to red dye number 3. Now, the reason I'm talking about this is California has banned it, and California stands alone. Recently said no more red dye number 3 in California. Why should it just be that way in one state? If people know the outcomes of this dye, and they already know it, they've done the research, they know the impact that it has on the human body, and especially children. I live in Wisconsin. We live in Wisconsin. How come it's not banned in Wisconsin? Well, it's banned in California. Well, the people in California, their lives shouldn't be any more valuable than the people who live in Wisconsin. And the fact that politricksters are behind this, because there are politricksters who have made the decision in California, no more of this. We're not going to have this happen to our people. Well, you know, bravissimo to the people in California and the people who have made a stand. But for the rest of those of us in this country, we don't get that option. And why? Because the people who we've elected, who are clearly taking funds, accepting money from the people who produce this stuff. Research has linked red dye number 3 to hyperactivity in children. And so when you talk about the impact of hyperactivity, it causes asthma and amongst other things in children. You know, you would think, okay, then the American people shouldn't have to go back and check to see if their elected officials are making sure that laws that have been passed, i.e. this ban of red dye number 3 since 1990, is being taken care of. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, how you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. We must never forget that. Second, this is the same old thing with money and politics. If you watch a show called Dope Sick, it's with Rosario Dawson and Michael Keaton, it'll tell you exactly what's going on. The person goes and works for Congress, and then they leave or the government.
Yeah, become lobbyists.
They leave the government, and then they become lobbyists. And that lobbyist is the person that is allowing for things like red dye number 3 and things like that to, go on. It's all a racket in terms of what they're doing. And unfortunately, we the people are so busy trying to, live our lives and make our mortgages and everything else that no one, these people are there and they're supposed to be there to protect us. And unfortunately, because of money and politics, because of the gains that they get from, putting out certain types of bills or laws, we the American people suffer. And that's the sad thing about it. In other countries, when they actually protest, it means something.
What blows my mind is I'm talking about this. They can look it up. I'm not making any of these things up. But when I come on and talk about these kind of things, it's like people don't believe that this kind of stuff can happen in our government. And I think it's because people can't believe that these kind of things can't happen in our government or why they happen so often.
Honestly, I think what it is, a person like me might have a little more time to listen to politics and things like that. And some people are just so busy trying to, make their mortgage, pay their child care, and that's what they want. They want us so overwhelmed by work and working all the time.
Hey, Tom, but you can never get that busy that you don't realize that your children's lives and your lives are at stake. And what's more important than that? I wish I had more time, Tom. We got to go to break. Thank you very much for the call. Be right back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies today with highs around 57. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 41 tonight, mainly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 63. Chance for scattered showers Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I'm talking about red dye number 3. You know, something that was banned back in 1990. Here's an article from the New York Times and Associated Press reported in January 1990. The FDA banned many uses of red dye number 3, saying studies had shown very high doses of the color additive can cause cancer, amongst other things. The action prevents further use of the dye in some cosmetics, drugs, and food. This is 1990. The report continued, but because the link, you know, is considered, you know, small, the agency said consumers could continue to use, listen to this, existing supplies of the product until all of the products that contain red dye are gone. So knowing that the dye causes cancer, the FDA agreed, we'll just let them continue to purchase this until, you know, all the product is gone. But that's not what they've done. They've allowed them to continue to manufacture products. And I'll tell you something. You know, the American people are more, too many of us are caught up in, you know, what's in the books. You know, we've got to change, you know, and ban books. You know, we've got to stop people who want to somehow, you know, change their names, you know, or somebody who wants to change who they are. And so we're caught up in those things and not caught up in the things that really do make a difference and impact our lives. At the same time that we know this is, well, people who don't know, I'm trying to, you know, open your eyes to it. You can, and maybe I'm cynical, but when you, and this is one product amongst millions of them that we know that the American people are exposed to, and we wonder why we're so sick, and we wonder why we live in a society that, you know, we have for-profit healthcare. Okay? So if it's for-profit healthcare, the way they make money is people have to be sick. And I'm cynical enough to believe that they make sure that you and I are sick to make sure that they make money off the healthcare system. This is a prime example. The fact that this is still happening. Red dye number 3 has actually been banned in Europe since 1990. One of the catalyzing arguments for banning red dye number 3, as well as potassium bromide, bromided vegetable oil, and propylparaben in California, is that those ingredients are already banned in Europe, which means that the manufacturers often already produce and distribute to different versions of the same snack product based on the market in which they are selling it. Let's go to Cindy in Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. You say what?
Well, I say what you've been saying, Earl. I've said this all along for years, that our FDA doesn't care if we get cancer because they're in cahoots with the big pharma. I mean, they're out to get us all sick, so they have to treat us, and that's what costs us all money. The big people make money off the big pharma. It's just a big racket, and I just wish that we could do something about this, but I know nothing will ever change.
Well, we can.
Nothing will ever happen.
But, Cindy, we can do something about it if the people are outraged enough and are willing to focus on things that matter. I'm sorry, you know, don't get angry with me, but, you know, what is it? The bachelor, the bachelorette, the senior bachelor, I mean, these kinds of things that they have on television that take us away from reality, take us away from addressing these kinds of things. You know, you want to trust your government, but you can't. How can you possibly trust the government when these kind of things are taking place and the American people aren't even aware of it?
Well, I think people are aware of it, though, Earl. I just don't think they really care.
Well, how could you not care that you and your children are being poisoned?
But all the people that still smoke.
Yeah, that's, I can't argue with that, you know. And they forced, and the government was forced to finally admit that the people were being poisoned from cigarettes. Look how many millions and millions of people had to die before they were forced to tell the truth about, you know, tobacco.
I mean, look at the PFAS issue.
Yeah.
I mean, the government doesn't even want to deal with that. And I mean, that's huge. We're going to see cancer from that for the next 100 years.
Hey, Cindy, thank you very much as always for the call. Have to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You can join the conversation as well. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Here I come. Here I come. I'm coming at any type of weather. Coming, 'cause I got myself.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Israeli airstrikes are pounding southern Gaza, killing dozens of people near the border with Egypt, where they've been hoping to cross over ahead of an Israeli ground invasion. President Biden makes a rare wartime stop in Israel tomorrow. The National Security Council's John Kirby.
On the same day, he will travel to Amman, Jordan, where he will meet with His Majesty King Abdullah, the Egyptian President Sisi, and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas.
Justice Amy Coney Barrett is backing an ethics code for the Supreme Court.
All nine justices, I mean, and we're in agreement about what to do, and that we want to continue to follow the highest ethical standards.
Justice Clarence Thomas has been called into question for failing to report lavish gifts and trips. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The passing of Tom Taraska, the former football coach at Arrowhead, has sparked an overwhelming outpouring of support. Taraska, who is 71, died in a car crash Sunday. The Waukesha County Sheriff's Office says he was the only person in his vehicle when it collided with a tree in Merton. Taraska led Arrowhead football to 9 state championship game appearances, and he won 4 titles. Walworth SWAT and law enforcement all over that county assisted in finding the 18-year-old wanted for holding a woman against her will in Whitewater. Jefferson Guzman Rodriguez was found yesterday after a widespread alert went out about his status. Police say after leaving the home where the woman was being held, Guzman Rodriguez was armed and told the victim he intended to harm law enforcement. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us. Media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I'm talking about, you know, red dye number 3. And the fact that it has been banned since 1990 in the United States, and yet they've never stopped using it. The impact of what it's doing. And you know what? It doesn't matter if it's red dye number three or whatever it is that the FDA has banned. The fact of the matter is, in many instances, they can ban it verbally or writtenly, but nobody's preventing the people who produce these kinds of things that cause this kind of damage to you and I from still being on the market. And I'm talking about it this morning because California has come outside of the FDA and said, no more. We're not going to have it. And it shouldn't just be California. It should have been, if it's banned, it should be banned. And it shouldn't be on the market anymore. And last thing before we go to the phones, this doesn't matter whether you're a Republican or Democrat. It doesn't matter whether you're a male or a female. It doesn't matter whether you're a Jew or a Christian. It doesn't matter whether you're a Muslim. It's all of it. It impacts and affects human beings. And that's why it should be an issue. Hey, Mary from Tulsa, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. California is certainly a leader for democracy in so many ways. And regarding the subject that you're talking about, educating us on these concerning things, it's a second career for us. Who's got the time for that? An easy way for people to learn about, ingredients in, like, say, health and beauty aids, pesticides and produce, and even the quality of our water.
Yes.
Comes by Environmental Working Group. It's EWG.org. It's a nonprofit agency, and they're doing so much of the work that we just don't have time for. So I would, encourage people to Google that site and just get on board with them, and for minimal amount of donation, can really get some excellent information.
So Mary, you said Environmental Working Group.
Yes,
and
EWG.org.
But Mary, the thing that frustrates me is that the very people we elect who are supposed to, look out for us aren't looking out for us. They're looking out for the corporations. And so, I think, Mary, that not enough of us raise enough sand, and Tom from LA, who's always right about we the people out of government, we it's almost like, well, there's nothing we can do about it. Well, yeah, there is something you can do about it. You can challenge your government to be right. Doesn't that make sense to you?
Yes, as we get educated, we can vote them out
and
get the correct advocates there for us. Thanks for your work.
Hey, thank you very much, Mary. I really appreciate it. Let me move to this. State Department officials warned not to use. United States Department officials are warned not to use terms like de-escalation, ceasefire about Gaza. What? State Department officials are warned not to use terms de-escalation, ceasefire about Gaza. Diplomats told not to say end to violence, bloodshed, and restoring calm. As Israel on Friday bombarded civilians in Gaza and prepared for a ground invasion in response to Hamas' recent attack, U.S. State Department leadership reportedly instructed officials not to publicly use some terms that would advocate for less violence. According to the Huffington Post, which reviewed official emails, State Department staff wrote that high-level officials in the United States government do not want press materials to include three specific phrases: de-escalation, ceasefire, end to violence, bloodshed, and restoring calm. Huffington Post noted that when reached for comment on the directive, a State Department official said they would not comment on internal communications. However, Others were quick to blast the policy as disgusting, maddening, and pretty shocking. Now, you know, I have to say, and none of us, and we've talked about this before, agree with Hamas and its attack on Israel. But shouldn't at the end of this, shouldn't we be looking for this, you know, the violence and bloodshed and the de-escalation and ceasefire? Shouldn't that be at the end of this? Shouldn't we all want that? And our government, for heaven's sakes, the United States government should be at the forefront of saying, hey, let's wind this down. Let's not continue at this pace because of the fact that people, these are people. And yeah, I'm not, I think we can have a discussion that says what was done to the Israelis was absolutely wrong. But now what is happening to the Palestinian Palestinian people is also equally as wrong. And the fact that our government won't and doesn't have the courage, the intestinal fortitude to say that is disheartening to me as an American. You know, we go all over the world and talk about this de-escalation. You know, we need to rein this in. Yeah, yes, it's time. It's time that we say that. It doesn't mean that we don't agree with Israel, or we don't support Israel. But what are we going to do, for heaven's sake? Say, well, let it go for 365 days? There has to be some modicum of humanity. Or does our nation not have any itself? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Listen, I understand that people are angry and upset, and they have a right to be. But, you know, it's got to be an end. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning to you, Ken. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Why does Biden administration and Democrats want to keep funding the war then?
What are you talking about?
They want to send money over packages. Chuck Schumer keeps talking about financial aid packages. 3/4 of the Gaza Strip is wiped out already. What is this funding going for? Humanitarian reasons? That I could see, but just the fund. It sounds like it's just for military purposes, which I quite don't understand that.
Well, you know, I will say to you that, you know, Israel is the ally to the United States. And I'm not saying that I agree with that. You know, I'm not saying I agree with that, but whether it's Joe Biden or if it's Donald Trump, historically, that's what the United States does when it comes to Israel, and doesn't matter whether it's Democrat or Republican. All right, Ken, thank you very much for the call. I just think, though, that we really need to look at our nation and ask why, you know, our diplomats can't say de-escalation. You know, why we can't say, hey, let's find a way to bring this to an end. See, what are the United States government? the most powerful government on the face of the earth, the most powerful government in history, and who goes around the world and condemns others for, you know, the cruel treatment of other people. You know, over 600 Palestinian children in Gaza have been killed, you know, in the last 6 days. Children. As the war escalates, more and more children are going to be, what did the children have to do with anything? We should be looking to bring this thing to a close. And not continue to watch the escalation of it. And I expect from our State Department that that's the way they should be looking at it. From the humanitarian perspective. I mean, that's, after all, that's who we claim to be. But we can't, for heaven's sakes, be silent and be afraid to say, hey, we don't want to see this thing escalated. You know, we've got to be concerned about people and human beings. Why would we not have the courage to say that as the United States government? The United Nations is saying that. Doctors Without Borders are saying that. For heaven's sakes. A group of 55 House Democrats on Friday wrote to Biden and Blinken that they are deeply concerned about the order and urged them to pressure Israel to limit harm to civilians ahead of the, you know, expected action. That letter was not signed by Representative Rashida Tlaib, the only Palestinian-American member of Congress who separately called for immediate de-escalation and ceasefire to save countless civilian lives, no matter their faith or ethnicity. President Biden has not expressed one bit of empathy for millions of Palestinian civilians facing brutal airstrikes and the threat of a ground invasion of Gaza that would intensify this humanitarian crisis. I'm sorry. Is it a tough spot, you know, for everyone involved? Yes. But what's right shouldn't always, I mean, that's what we should always look for, is for what's right. You know, no matter how many people's feelings get hurt, they've got to figure out a way to bring this to an end. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. What say you? We'll be right back.
Noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 57. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows around 41. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 63. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Rumi. Ah, yeah. Baby. Yep, yep.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, in keeping with, you know, my theme about things that, you know, should not be happening in our nation, but they do anyway, the U.S. Supreme Court blocks ghost gun makers again from selling these ghost guns. You know, home kits. You know, in the cities, urban centers across the nation, blood is just running in the streets. You know, there's a war going on inside of our cities. In the United States, we can talk about the war in Israel, and in Ukraine. But there's a war going on on the streets of the cities, largest cities in this country that have been going on now for decades. Blood flowing in the streets by guns. And yet here we are, manufacturers of ghost guns. If you don't know what ghost guns are, they are guns that are shipped to people. They can buy them over the internet. They have been legal. Manufacturers produce these guns, and they don't have serial numbers. And so people can buy them without background checks. Explain to me why that should be legal. When we know that more people are being gunned down in the streets of this nation than all the rest of the nations combined almost at any given time each year. And yet we know the enemy of that and of humanity are these guns. And yet it's legal, or it has been legal up until recently. The United States Supreme Court on Monday barred two Texas-based manufacturers from selling these products over the internet that have been found and used in killing people. And yet, you know, the federal judge who gave an order, the federal judge who gave an order that sided with the companies and allowed the companies to continue to sell and manufacture these guns. And Joe Biden, again, to his credit, has again attempted to block the federal judge's order that sided with these companies and allowed them to continue to make and manufacture ghost guns. Why would there even be a need for a product like that? As many guns that you can buy in this country and that are legal, why would any company be allowed to manufacture guns and make them legal without serial numbers? What would be the purpose of somebody, you know, buying a gun without a serial number? You know, I mean, I know. And yet we blame, you know, the communities where all these killings are taking place. And yeah, you know, people who pull the trigger, again, I'm a guy who doesn't own a weapon, never owned one, and never will, you know, until the end of my life. I'll go through my life never having owned a gun. So I don't need the gun, right? I mean, people who hunt and stuff, I get that, but you don't need handguns to hunt. But again, this is legal. And yet, no serial numbers. So nobody can explain to me how that makes sense, that you would have corporations that are allowed to make these weapons without these serial numbers to cause havoc in communities. And yet, you know, politricksters make that possible. You know, our nation is in trouble. And there are times that we, for whatever reasons, we want to stick our heads in the sand and we don't want to challenge our nation to do what's right. Well, you know, I'm going to always challenge our nation to do what's right. Doesn't matter whether it's our nation or whoever it is. We should all want to do what's right. And we should all challenge others to do what's right. Because if we were able to get people to do what's right, guess what? We wouldn't need jails. We wouldn't need police. But if you don't challenge people to do what's right, including the corporations, then we need more and more of these things that we're talking about. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.